News from Radio EcoShock, June 23, 2005. Bird flu in humans has spread to a fourth country. The deadly H5N1 strain has killed 38 people in Vietnam, 12 in Thailand, and 4 Cambodians. Now Indonesia has its first confirmed death from this avian influenza virus. Blood from farm workers was sent to Hong Kong for testing after the bird flu killed at least 25,000 chickens in South Sulawesi, Indonesia. While awaiting test results, the Indonesian farm worker left his job and then died of H5N1. Find the EcoShock special on the coming pandemic at www.ecoshock.org/downloads. Whale conservation countries still hold the majority in the International Whaling Commission, or IWC. During the first votes of the 2005 annual meeting in Ulsan, South Korea, the Commission turned away moves by Japan to remove issues like the whale sanctuaries. The 10-year-old moratorium on whaling was upheld, blocking Japan's attempt to start commercial whaling again. The charge for whale protection was led by the Australian Environment Minister, Senator Ian Campbell. Outside the meeting, Greenpeace is claiming victory for its innovative Virtual March campaign. The organization put easily printable small banners on its website for users to download. Supporters printed out the banners and then took a digital photo of themselves, often with their family, holding the banner. The photo was emailed back to Greenpeace, who posted a rolling montage of plain folks who wanted whale protection. 50,000 people sent in their photos, making a massive gallery of support. The South Korean government also agreed to scrap plans to build a plant that would process whale meat. But the whales are still not safe. Greenpeace was able to buy a 1-ton whale harpoon in Korea, even though whaling is illegal in that country. The law says one thing, the shops say another. On another front, after an online voting contest that drew 30,000 responses, Greenpeace has awarded its Golden Chainsaw Award to the Brazilian person who most contributed to the destruction of the Amazon rainforest. The winner was Blair O'Maggy, the governor of Mato Grosso State and the world's largest individual soy producer. When the governor of a state profits from cutting down his own state forests, you know something is wrong. Under Governor Maggy, Mato Grosso has been responsible for 48% of the total loss in the forest of the Brazilian Amazon, an astounding loss of biodiversity and carbon transfer for the globe. Two comedians from the Brazilian TV show Panic on TV tried to hand the governor the fabulous golden chainsaw of shame, but he slipped out the back door, denying he was a forest rapist. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is continuing his campaign to bring the environment back into the American political arena. In late June, he spoke at a conference in Toronto, Canada called A Call to Action, Our Environmental Future. Kennedy doesn't hold back when it comes to the environmental record of President Bush, saying, George W. Bush is the worst environmental president in American history. Kennedy Jr.'s new book is titled Crimes Against Nature: How George W. Bush and his corporate pals are plundering the country and hijacking our democracy. Kennedy sees a clean environment as the most fundamental of human rights, saying, when you look at environmentalism as a civil right, you realize that the commons belong to us all. It's not about letting polluters steal the air that we breathe. This has been news from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org. That's ECO, shock like an electric shock, .org.